Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm, I don't know who I am. I looked in the mirror this morning and I couldn't recognize myself. I must be suffering from prosopagnosia.
Prosopagnosia. What?
I don't know who you are either.
Well,
who the heck are you?
Get out of here.
I don't recognize your face. Exactly. Well, that's what we're talking about. It's some kind of disease or disorder in which people simply cannot recognize faces. Maybe you've met somebody like that before. Oftentimes people are kind of mad at me because, you know, I met them like maybe 2 or 3 months ago. And then I see them again. They say, hey, Tom, hey, long time no see. And I say, well, I kind of remember meeting you, but I don't know who you are. What? You don't remember me? Boy! They get really angry. But, yeah, I meet a lot of people. And
I always feel bad about
sometimes.
That.
But that's, yeah, that's just like regular memory, you know. Sometimes we just don't remember people.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, we're talking about this actually being a problem in which people may see someone every day or every hour, but for some reason they just can't remember who they are. This is an actually recognized problem.
Okay, guys, we're going to go ahead, dive in, we'll read through the article, and we'll probably practice saying this word a little bit before we start. Prosopagnosia. Prosopagnosia. What a name.
It's not a common word.
Well,
don't worry about it too much.
In medicine, they have to make up new words, so I think they like to make them long and hard so they sound like they're really smart. Okay, guys, we're going to get started, and then we'll be back to talk about some of these terms. There are few things more embarrassing than when someone you don't recognize comes up to you smiling and says, hello! You're supposed to know them, but their face isn't ringing any bells. This is a problem that people with prosopagnosia, or face blindness, are confronted with every day. Prosopagnosia is a brain condition that prevents patients from being able to recognize familiar faces. This can lead to a lot of social awkwardness. The disorder is specific to faces, and it doesn't prevent the recognition of names, words, or other objects. There are two types of prosopagnosia: acquired, which is caused when the brain is damaged, and congenital, which is likely inherited and shows up in early childhood. A number of celebrities have, or suspect they have, prosopagnosia, including Brad Pitt. He says it makes people think he's disrespecting them because he can't remember them. This is a common problem for sufferers who may accidentally offend people by not recognizing them or being able to recall where they previously met. Oliver Sacks, a well-known British neuroscientist who had the condition, said he sometimes didn't recognize his own face in the mirror and frequently confused his brothers. Currently, there is no cure for prosopagnosia, though researchers are working on various treatments. What they suggest is using other details to recognize people, such as their voices, hair, and the way they move. Other strategies can be used in certain situations. For example, a teacher could use a seating plan to figure out which student is which. However, the biggest problems with prosopagnosia often occur in unexpected social situations. If you have prosopagnosia, don't be afraid to admit it. And if you meet someone that does, be sympathetic and help them out as much as possible.
Okay, it's our unit on health. Today we're talking about an unusual condition called prosopagnosia. And the title of our article is, Do I Know You? You often ask this if somebody's talking to you and it seems that they know you, but you just don't remember them. Excuse me, but do I know you? Have we met before? Something like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's not particularly rude to say that if you really don't remember the people, but sometimes people are kind of sensitive. Don't you remember me?
Yeah.
We met a long time ago. How can you forget? Boy, are you irresponsible. But in any case here, sometimes we don't recognize people, and sometimes it's just a matter of memory, or it actually might be some kind of affliction, which is what this is here. So let's get into it here.
Yeah.
In the first paragraph, it says, There are few things more embarrassing than when someone you don't recognize comes up to you smiling and says, hello. I think we've all had this happen to us. Somebody comes up to us. They know us, but we've forgotten them. It's very embarrassing because we don't recognize them. If you recognize something, that means you're able to identify something or someone because you knew them before and you knew what their name was. And if you can remember who they were, or who they are,
yeah,
and what their name is, then you are recognizing them.
Well, this happens to all of us, actually, and it's embarrassing. I know people from different situations in my life. Some people I know from my neighborhood. Maybe I buy things from their restaurant or a store. And if I see them in another part of town, sometimes I don't realize, like, how do I know you? You know what I mean? Or they don't have their jurfu, their uniform on. I'm like, oh, how do I know you? But I try to memorize as many faces as I can. I think we're easier to recognize because there aren't as many foreigners here. But I know that it hurts people's feelings when you don't remember them. So I try harder to do that. Now, you're supposed to know these people who come up to you and say, oh, hi, hello. If you're supposed to do something, it just means you should. You should know who they are, but you just can't remember. Sometimes when you're younger, there are a lot of rules that you're supposed to follow as you're growing up. These are things that you should do, but sometimes you don't. Well, you're supposed to know them, but their face isn't ringing any bells. If somebody's face or something rings a bell, it just means something kind of clicks in your mind and your memory is working and you can remember something. I don't know why we use that ringing a bell, but what it just means is something triggers in your brain and you remember something.
Yeah, somebody asked me the other day if I remembered a guy named Pete Bezdacek, and I thought, it doesn't ring a bell. I don't think I've heard that name before. Oh, don't you remember? He was in the high school, 2 years ahead of you, and he was on the track team. Oh, yeah, I think maybe now I remember. But, oftentimes we use ring the bell in the negative. It doesn't ring a bell. I just don't seem to remember.
And notice here, they're using a plural form, like it doesn't ring any bells. That's correct as well. I typically am more likely to say it doesn't ring a bell. That doesn't ring a bell, or his name doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah.
But they're both correct. Now, this is a problem that people with this disease or condition we're going to be talking about today have. They just can't remember faces. It's called prosopagnosia. We've said it a couple of times. It's not that difficult to say if you just practice it a little bit. It's just very long.
It's long, and again, this word, neither Stephanie nor I had heard this word before today's program,
no.
So that tells you how common it is.
It's not common.
So if you don't remember this word, don't worry about it. You can always look it up again later in the off chance it actually turns up in a conversation sometime in your life. You can just remember the term face blindness.
Oh, okay. So here's where it comes from. It's modern Latin. It's from the Greek word prospen, which means face, and agnosia, which means ignorance. Means you don't know anything.
So very now you know, indeed.
Yeah.
But you can be comfortable using the term face blindness.
Yeah, most people say that.
Which means just not being able to remember faces.
Yeah.
Now, let's move on now to the next paragraph. It says, prosopagnosia is a brain condition that prevents patients from being able to recognize familiar faces.
Mm.
There are all sorts of brain conditions that people may have. They may not know the difference between up and down or left and right, stuff like that. There are various different kinds of conditions that people suffer from. A condition is just a special kind of situation, the state of something. You could use this to describe any kind of state, like, oh, this motorcycle is in good working condition. It works really well. But this is a special kind of condition in the brain, a situation in the brain. If you suffer from this, then you'll have difficulty recognizing familiar faces.
I think I may have said it was some sort of a disease or condition. Actually, it's not a disease. A disease might lead to your death, but a condition can affect the quality of your life. you know?
Yeah, it's not life-threatening.
No, but it's something you have to deal with. It's not always easy. And sometimes it can lead to or put you in a situation where you feel awkward in society. So social awkwardness. We just talked about one situation where you run into somebody who seems to know you very well, but you have no clue who they are. That can be awkward. You kind of feel embarrassed.
Yeah, like if you run into an old girlfriend or something when she's with her current husband, that can be a kind of awkward situation.
Yeah.
Very slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah, embarrassing. You want to just get out of there.
Yeah, you'd rather not really deal with that situation. But this is a disorder. Mm. We use that word. It's like one step below disease. It's a disorder. It does cause problems, but it's not as bad as a disease. Disorder, there are all sorts of ones. ADD, attention deficit disorder, for example.
Yeah, you might have to take some medicine. But you can still function pretty well.
More or less.
Yeah.
And it's specific to faces. In other words, it concerns people's faces. And it doesn't prevent the recognition of names, words, or other objects.
Well, that's
so
good.
You can remember their name, right? Or maybe what they sound like, how they talk, but you just can't remember their face.
Or maybe they have a tattoo on their arm or something. It's just limited to the face blindness, which is so interesting. We'll talk a bit in a bit about how you can actually recognize them from their hair, but not their face. So interesting. I know. It's really kind of crazy. Our brains are fascinating. Now, there are two types of this particular condition. One is acquired, which means you didn't have it when you were born. You have it later because maybe you were in an accident and your brain was damaged. Maybe you fell really hard when you were a child and it damaged some part of your brain. That is one way you can get this prosopagnosia, but it can also be acquired by just being born. Okay, so you can get it through an accident where your brain is damaged, or number two, it can be congenital. Congenital means you were born with this condition or you were born with this defect. Some people have congenital heart disease, which means there's something wrong with their heart. Now, congenital means you probably inherited it from one of your parents, you know, from their DNA, and it shows up when you're a little kid. Inherited, you can inherit a lot of things from family. You can inherit great-looking eyes. You can inherit a good laugh from maybe your dad. You can inherit diabetes from one of your parents, which is definitely something you don't want. But there are a lot of things that your parents or your family members, your ancestors, passed down to you through either their genes, or maybe someone in your family passed away and you inherited their collection of stamps.
Well, that'd be great if you're into stamps. I'm not sure I would be excited about that myself, unless I could sell them for millions of dollars.
Okay, yeah.
But in any case, that brings us to about the midway point in our explanation. Let's take a time out now and listen to our Chinese teacher, whom we all recognize quite well.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天有第一个空格的句子写着 This is a problem that people with prosopagnosia or face blindness are blank one with every day. 今天的主题就是你看到他的脸但是却想不起来，这称为叫做脸孔失认症或者是脸盲症的人，这是他们每一天都要面临的事情，面对的事情。在英文里面我们可以说 be confronted with， 也就是有面对面临的意思。所以第一题的答案我们就选择一选项的 confronted。而这所谓的脸盲症呢，它到底是一个怎么样的情形，造成怎么样的困扰呢？在第二个空格的句子里面提到 This can blank to a lot of social awkwardness， 这样子的脸盲症可能会造成很多在社交上面尴尬的状况产生。在这里 can 的后面可以放一个原形动词，而 lead to 就是有导致造成的意思，所以第二题的标准答案我们就选择 B lead to。而第三个空格，这里的句子提到 The disorder is blank 3 to faces. 还好呢，这个是叫做脸盲症，这样子的 disorder 失调的症状呢，仅限于对脸而已，对于其他的名字啊，或者是物体是没有关系的。所以在这里，我们需要在 be 动词后面放一个形容词，我们可以选择 G 选项的 specific， 则是解释成为特定的、独有的，代表这种病症仅限于脸部而已。第四个空格里面，前面的句子提到 There are two types of prosopagnosia， 有两种的这样子的脸孔失认症，一个是第四个空格后面提到补充说明 which is caused when the brain is damaged， 是因为大脑受损而造成的脸孔失认症，所以是属于后天的。在这里我们可以选择 D 选项 acquired， 就是解释成为后天的、习得的。而另外一个呢，则是 congenital， 也就是解释成为天生的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about face blindness, or prosopagnosia, as it is known in scientific circles. This is the inability to recognize faces. It is a unique brain condition that some people indeed suffer from. So the next time somebody doesn't remember your face, you know, maybe consider they might suffer from this to a certain degree. Don't get so personal, or don't take it so personally if they don't remember you. But in any case here, the third paragraph begins, a number of celebrities have or suspect they have prosopagnosia, including Brad Pitt. Okay, so hey, there you go. You probably didn't think that Brad Pitt would forget faces, but I guess he suffers from this, or at least it says he might suspect he suffers from it. But yeah, a lot of times these conditions are not really recognized.
Uh-huh.
People probably are embarrassed by it because we're supposed to remember people's faces, and if we don't remember, we're so embarrassed that we can't really admit we have a problem. So yeah, not a lot of people probably go to a psychologist to have this analyzed, but so some people actually have it, or some suspect or think possibly that they have this, and Brad Pitt is one of those people who either has it or thinks he has it.
Well, and what's hard is it makes people think he's disrespecting them because he can't remember them. And that's what I think a lot of times when people can't remember other people. I think, oh, they're too arrogant. They think they're too cool to remember other people that are beneath them or below them. But he says he honestly just can't do it. So he may be suffering from this condition. It's common for sufferers, people who have this, to accidentally offend people by not recognizing them or being able to recall where they met, you know, previously. So if you offend somebody, you do something that makes somebody upset, or maybe they feel annoyed, or maybe you hurt their feelings. You know, you can offend people in many different ways, can't you, Tom?
You can. Like, sometimes people use cuss words, dirty language, four-letter words, and you might be offended if people say those words to you, so be careful about
using them. Or maybe you say, maybe your friend got a new haircut, and they're like, oh, I got my new haircut, and you're like, oh, yeah, I like the last haircut better.
Yeah, you got a new haircut. Boy, it makes you look really ugly. Boy, you should have kept your old hairstyle.
That can be offensive.
Yeah, no one would say that, of course. Everybody wants to hear compliments about their new haircut and stuff like that.
Offensive, of course, is the adjective form of the verb to offend.
There you go. And in any case, yes, you might offend people if you don't recognize them, or you might not be able to recall or remember where you met those people. It might be actually the opposite. I'm wondering about this because sometimes when I see people I met before, I may not remember their name, but I remember a lot of details about what they told me the last time I talked to them.
Yeah, names are hard for me.
Names are hard, but maybe details are not. Like, hey, how's your uncle? You said last time your uncle was sick. And they go, what? Did I tell you that? Boy, I don't remember telling you that. So there is possibly some problem to remembering too much about somebody because they might think, you were getting a little impersonal there. But in any case here, let's talk about another example here. We've got Oliver Sacks, okay? Who is Oliver Sacks, you may be asking? Well, he was a well-known British neuroscientist. He died in August last year. A neuroscientist, of course, is a person who studies the brain, the neurons in the brain and stuff like that. He had this condition, and he said that he sometimes did not recognize his own face in the mirror. Who are you? I don't recognize you.
Wow.
That would be kind of disturbing to me. And also, he frequently confused his brothers. To confuse here does mean, actually, you make someone else confused. Mm-hmm. Gee, I've confused you because what I've said wasn't clear. Hopefully, we're not confusing all of you in our explanation here. But in this particular case, the word confused means you're unable to tell the difference between one thing or another, or maybe two or three things, okay? So maybe he's got some brothers. Maybe he's got Tim and John and Sam, and he couldn't tell which one was which. Are you Sam? Are you Tim? I can't tell the difference. I'm confusing you. He would do this frequently, which means quite often.
Now, currently, there's no cure for this particular condition. If there's no cure, it means there's no way you can get rid of it. Currently, that is. Although they're still continuing to study the brain, so we have hope that maybe one day researchers or scientists will figure it out. They're working on various treatments. A treatment is some sort of medical care that you give to a patient to try to help them with an illness or maybe to recover from an injury. Now, what they suggest is using more details to recognize people. Now, they can't recognize the face, so maybe they need to focus on the voice. Voices that they hear, maybe the person's hair style, or maybe the way they move their body. You know, some people have very interesting gestures that they use. Maybe they use their hands a lot. Maybe they walk a little bit in an interesting way, a unique way, to focus on those things instead. Other strategies or methods can be used in certain situations to help them kind of recognize that person they're talking to.
Mm-hmm. So these are different strategies, recognizing their voices. They have different hairstyles.
Yeah.
Or their movements, as you talked about here. Yes, people all move in different ways. Their gait, the way they walk, is always unique to them.
Gait is G-A-I-T, guys.
Yeah, it's a different spelling than the door you go into when you arrive at your big house.
It's a different word,
G-A-I-T, the gait. And in this case, yes, these are different kinds of strategies or different kinds of plans or techniques that you can use in certain situations. Let's give you an example here.
Okay.
For example, a teacher could use a seating plan to figure out which student is which. So if you're a teacher, you can make all of your students have assigned seats in class.
I do this. I teach a writing course at 101, and I have everybody sit in the same seats each week, and I can remember a name with a seat.
Yeah, it's hard for teachers to remember so many names. I taught hundreds of classes over the years, and I actually did a pretty good job remembering names, considering there were so many students.
You're pretty good with memory.
Yeah, once I get it down, I can remember it, but it takes a while for it to sink in.
Right.
But in this particular case, if you're a teacher who suffers from prosopagnosia, you might experience unexpected social situations, so this particular technique or this particular strategy will not work, okay? These are unexpected social situations. You might run into somebody on the street. You might see somebody again at a party. You might run into them on the bus or on the train or something. So these are situations that you did not plan on. You cannot control them like a classroom. These are unexpected, which means you did not expect them to happen.
Yeah.
They're kind of a surprise.
Yeah, no. So if you have prosopagnosia, don't be afraid to admit it. If you admit something, you say, yes, this is true, even though you may not want to say it. So when you see this word admit, it means you're kind of confessing something that you would rather not let other people know about. You do it reluctantly, so you admit it. But here it says, don't be afraid to say, hey, you know what, I have this condition. It's called face blindness. Don't use the big word with them. They won't know what it is. Face blindness. And you know what? Once people understand, most people are very sympathetic and they try to help, right? And if you meet somebody that does have prosopagnosia or face blindness,
try to help them out as much as possible. You know, don't assume they're just being really arrogant or stuck up. I mean, they just, you know, don't think you're important enough to remember. Try to be kind and think of other people instead of just yourself.
Well, that's also true in normal situations.
Yeah,
I think we all think we're more important than we really are. People really aren't going to remember us because they don't really think we're that important. We tend to overinflate our own importance.
We want to be important.
We all think we're better than average. But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. We're going to listen one more time to our beloved Chinese teacher.
第五个空格的句子提到 a number of blank five have or suspect they have prosopagnosia, including Brad Pitt. 在这里提到有一些怎么样子的，他们也可能或者是怀疑他们也得了这样子的脸孔失认症。而提到 Brad Pitt， 我们都知道他是非常有名的名人，影视名人，所以搭配前后的句意，第五题我们可以选择 I 选项的 celebrities， 指的就是影视名人。第六个空格，这个句子提到This is a common problem for sufferers who may blank six offend people by not recognizing them or being able to recall where they previously met. 其实如果你得了这样子的脸盲症呢，可能对于这些罹患者来说，他会怎么样 offend people?Offend 使生气使恼怒，因为认不出来他们，或者也记不得以前曾经哪里见过，而使别人生气，而这样子使生气的状况并非是有意的，是无意间意外造成的。所以第六题搭配文意，我们可以选择 J 选项 accidentally， 在这里解释成为无意的却造成使人生气的尴尬状况出现。第七个空格需要一个转成词，后面连接着 There is no cure for prosopagnosia。那么在这里用的是现在简单式，搭配前后文意，我们在这里需要一个副词，我们就可以选择 F 选项 currently 是一个副词，解释成为目前现在呢。这样子的脸盲症是没有解药的。第八个空格，我们还可以做哪些事情来解决这样子的症状呢？ Other blank aid can be used in certain situations. 其实前面提到我们可以用其他的细节来认人，像是声音啊、头发或他们的动作，还有一些其他的策略也可以使用。所以搭配文意，第八题我们可以选择 A 选项的 strategies， 解释成为策略。哪些策略呢？ For example, a teacher could use a seating plan to blank nine which student is which. 举例来说，老师可以使用座位表来怎么样？来辨别，来辨识，来理解，猜得出来哪一位学生是哪一个。所以第九题在 to 的后面放一个动词片语，我们可以选择 H 选项的 figure out， 有理解的意思。所以如果你在碰到一个有这样子脸盲症的患者的话呢，第十个空格前面提到 If you meet someone that does, be blank 10 and help them out as much as possible. 在 be 动词后面需要放一个形容词，碰到这样子的人，那么一定要有同情心，而且尽量的去帮助他。所以第十题搭配一个形容词，我们可以选择 C 选项的 sympathetic， 也就是代表有同情心的。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us, everybody. And again, give somebody a break if they don't remember you. They may be suffering from prosopagnosia. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye.